welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What's up, my friend, and welcome back to the Wealthy Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. Excited to be with you here today. And today we're going to be talking about something a little bit higher level. I know there's a lot of people out there who want to have an evergreen webinar funnel. And what I mean by that is an automated webinar that sells your program while you are not there, right? It's not live. You're not actually there in real life. You've recorded it, and then you're going to drive traffic to it, and then that webinar is going to sell your offer. Now, a lot of people want an evergreen webinar funnel, myself included. I wanted one so badly, and it literally took me years to make it work. Like, seriously, it took me years to make it work, and I'm still working on it. It hasn't been super straightforward for me, and I would say that's very normal. So if you're following anyone who is teaching passive income, passive courses, something like that, and they're making it sound really easy, like it's no big deal, you just turn it on and you're going to make all these sales, I would just put some red flags in the ground, because truthfully, that's not typically the experience for most people. Yes, there are outliers, but typically there is a lot of tweaking and optimization that has to happen to make it work. And so if you are going to do an evergreen webinar funnel, I believe that you need to understand every single moving part of that funnel, because to figure out why it doesn't work, you're really going to have to get real, real micro into each individual piece to really figure out what's not working. So a lot of people, when they have their evergreen funnel, it's not generating sales and they say, this isn't working, or they will keep changing the webinar when really the problem could be something else entirely. And so that's why it's important to understand all the moving parts and be able to isolate each moving part to really figure out what is not working. Okay. So when we have an evergreen funnel, these are the things that we need to consider. There's going to be traffic. There's going to be a registration page. There's going to be the actual webinar. There's going to be email follow-up. There's going to be a sales page. And there's going to be some sort of urgency, right? Because if there's no urgency, well, that's going to be a problem. And what I mean by urgency is some sort of deadline or pressure to buy, right? Maybe they only get the promotion for 5 days and then it goes away. So if the outcome is that I'm not getting sales, I start at the beginning. And what really helps me is to start at the beginning of the funnel and think about the funnel as a person who would be going through it and optimize each of those pieces before moving on to the next piece. And what I mean by that is if you're not getting sales and you think there's something wrong with the webinar, but you don't have traffic, if the traffic is too low, then it doesn't matter how good the webinar is because you don't have the traffic, right? Maybe the webinar is really amazing, but maybe your registration page opt-in is really low. Well, then it doesn't matter that the webinar is amazing because you need to optimize the opt-in rate for the registration page, okay? So when we think about an evergreen funnel, this is what we're thinking of. Okay. We're thinking of, okay, there's people coming into the funnel. That's the traffic side of things. How are they actually finding the webinar? Once they come in, they're going to land on a registration page, right? And then they need to opt in, and then they need to receive an email that tells them how to join the webinar, right? And then in terms of the webinar, we have intro, content, pitch. We have to think about all the analytics on the webinar. And then from there is sales page and email follow-up and, of course, urgency. Okay, so we're going to start at the beginning. The first thing we need to think about is traffic. So how are people actually finding your webinar? You basically have two options, organic and paid, or a combination of both. Now, with evergreen webinar funnels, the conversion is typically going to be much lower than anything live. And this is a really important thing to know, because typically For most people, evergreen webinar funnels are hungry. They're hungry for traffic because a good conversion rate for an evergreen webinar is about 2%. Now, can it be higher? Yes, I actually have a 10% conversion for one of my evergreen webinar funnels. But for my other one, I have about 2%. So it can vary. It can be higher. But if you're getting 2%, you are doing pretty well. So you have to think about that. Because if your goal is to make, let's say, 10 sales a month, okay, through your evergreen webinar funnel, and you have a 2% conversion, that means 500 people actually have to go through that funnel each and every month in order for you to hit your goal. So where are those people going to come from? And this is a big mistake that a lot of people make with evergreen webinar funnels is they just don't get enough people through. So maybe they're only getting like 70 to 100 people a month, and then they're saying, well, this doesn't work, right? But 2% of 70 is like less than one sale, right? So we just have to think about that. So you have to think about, okay, how am I driving people to this funnel? If you can't get the numbers that you need through organic, then your other option is paid. And often what is going to work is a combination of both. And what I tell my graduate students inside Health Coach Accelerator is that if you want to do an evergreen webinar, you need to be at least open to ads. You may not need ads. I've had successful evergreen webinar funnels without ads, but you need to be at least open to it, because if you're not getting the numbers that you need organically, then where are those people going to come from? And paid ads can be a really good way to do that. So if you have figured out the first part, if you've optimized that, you're like, okay, I'm getting enough traffic. I'm getting 1,000 people a month into this funnel and I am converting at 2%. So that's going to be 20 sales a month. I'm just giving an example. So the traffic's not the issue. You're getting enough traffic. Okay, cool. So what happens next? Well, next is the registration page. So your opt-in, if we're talking about cold traffic, so people coming from ads, you want your opt-in to be at least 30%. That means for every person that lands on the page, 30% of people are registering for the webinar. Now, if it's too warm, it could be higher. So for example, for one of my webinars, it is fed by primarily warm traffic and our opt-in is about 50%, which is high, which is great. Okay. And if you are getting at least 30% with cold and maybe a little bit higher with warm, then don't touch it. You're doing fine. Now, if you are getting lower than optimal, the question is always why. Now, let's say you are getting like a 22% registration rate with cold traffic. Are you going to go change the whole thing? No. The issue probably lies in something small. And it might just be a matter of switching up the image on the page or changing the headline, something like that. Because if it's close to 30, but it's not quite there, then you probably just need to change one small thing. And the worst thing you can do is change everything at once, right? We want to just test one variable at a time. Just think about the scientific method, okay? And so the first thing you might do is like, okay, well, let's change the image. And maybe the image is of you and you're going to change it to an image of the webinar. So maybe like a little desktop mockup with the first webinar slide on it or something like that. And then you're going to wait. And I would wait for at least 100 people to go through it before you change anything. And if that doesn't change it up, if it kind of stays the same, okay, well, let's test the headline, right? And just test one variable at a time until you get that opt-in rate up to at least 30%. Now, if the opt-in rate is really low, so I'll give you an example. With one of my evergreen webinars, our opt-in rate has been about 29%. So 1% lower than 30, but generally I'm okay with 29%. I noticed that over the past week, it went down to like 2%. And I was like, whoa, that's like really a big difference. And we've been converting at 29% for several months now. Like, what is the problem? And what the problem was actually a tech issue. So what I did was I recently switched the way that I was hosting the webinar. Previously, I was just hosting it on the thank you page. And I moved over to using Stealth Seminars, which is evergreen webinar software, just because Stealth actually has better analytics. And I was struggling with the analytics on a Vimeo video. So what I did was I embedded the opt-in page for Stealth Seminars into the opt-in page, and I embedded it in as a pop-up. And for some reason, the pop-up was actually like it was getting stuck and it wasn't scrolling properly. So the big issue there wasn't actually anything I needed to change with the image or copy. It was actually that there was something technically that it was making it hard for people to opt in. Okay. And this is on me. I should have fully tested it myself and gone through it myself on mobile and on desktop, because what I had done is I had tested it on desktop, but I had forgotten to test it through mobile. And most people are actually looking at your pages on mobile. And so it was really glitchy on mobile. So for that, when that was really low, it was literally just a technical issue. I took the embed code out of the pop-up and I just put it right to the page so that it's more of a seamless experience. Now, if it's not a technical issue, then it could be that the offer is wrong or the messaging is wrong, right? It could be something that is totally off. Typically, when you have a lower opt-in rate, it more has to do with a bigger issue versus when you're actually close to that 30%. So you may need to change the title of the offer. You might need to change up the copy. You might need to change up the topic of the webinar. Again, test one thing at a time. And you want to do that until you get that at least 30% opt-in rate. Because again, if people aren't opting in at a high enough rate, then it doesn't even matter that your webinar is great, right? So you'll notice here that I'm starting from the start and we're moving through. Okay. So let's say traffic's good. Registration page is at least 30%. That's good. Now we need to go to the webinar. The first thing I look at with a webinar is the watch rate. So I want to actually see where people are dropping off because it is very important with an evergreen webinar that you got to get people to the pitch. You absolutely have to get people to the pitch because the webinar is what does the selling for you. Okay. So where are you pitching? And the reason why I moved over to sell seminars, there's other softwares that will do this, is because you can actually get a little graph that shows you where people are going to are dropping off, right? And I remember in one instance, I was pitching at about an hour and people were dropping off at about 40 minutes. So I could tell that the webinar was too long. No one was actually making it to the pitch and they weren't seeing the rest of my content. So I actually ended up shortening the webinar. And so I pitched at 35 minutes. And this is very, very common with an evergreen webinar, is that you want it to actually be shorter. Now, everyone's a little bit differently. And I certainly know people out there who have longer webinars who do great, but you want to at least get to the point where people are dropping off and pitch. So after I did that, it came to the point that everyone was making it to the pitch, which was great. Okay. That actually increased my conversion. And so this can be tricky with an evergreen webinar because we have a lot to say, but with an evergreen webinar, less is more. The earlier on you can pitch, typically the better. Okay. So you want to make sure that the majority of people, obviously there are going to be people who drop off earlier, but you want the majority of people to make it to that pitch. And people are going to stop dropping off as you go through the pitch. That's very normal, but you want at least like 30, 40% to make it to the end of the webinar. Now, let's say that's not an issue. Everyone's making it through the pitch. That's fine. And they're still not buying. Well, it could be the webinar. It could be the email follow-up. It could be the sales page. But where I would typically start is the webinar because the webinar is the sales asset, right? It is a thing that gets you sales. So I would look at your pitch, right? And like, how are you pitching? Are you speaking too much to the features and the logistics? Are you not doing emotional selling, right? You're not speaking to the benefit and the outcome. Are you going too much into the nitty-gritty details of the features and forgetting to actually speak to how your program can help them achieve the result that they want, right? And so I would actually analyze your pitch first and see, okay, is this the reason why people aren't buying? This is where it gets a little bit trickier, right? Because the webinar is this huge asset, could be up to an hour. And so you're going to have to fine-tune a lot in there. But if they're all making it to the pitch and the majority of people are getting to the end of the pitch, that's a good thing. So you could tweak that a little bit, but I would also be looking at what comes next, which is your email follow-up, sales page, and urgency. So the next thing you'd want to look at your sales emails, right? And typically you're going to be sending out 1 to 2 emails a day during whatever that promotional period. Look at your open rates. We want to be seeing open rates of at least 30, 40%. We want to be seeing CTRs or click-through rates of at least 2%. And if you have low open rates, then you got to change the subject line of the email. If your click-through rate is low, then you got to change the content of the email so that more people are clicking over to the sales page. Next, we're going to look at the sales page. What are the views, right? So you have 1,000 people a month signing up for your webinar, but only 50 people are hitting the sales page. Well, that's pretty low. If you had 1,000 people going through your funnel each month, I would want to see several hundred views, unique views on that page. What's your sales page conversion? Is it 0? Is it 2%? Is it 5%? I like to see sales page conversion of several percent, at least 3%. I've had sales page conversion as high as 20%. Really, you want to be comparing your own data with your own data. But another thing you can do that's been really beneficial to me is you can put a heat map on your sales page. And a heat map is essentially a software that records people actually scrolling on your sales page. And what it can tell you is if people actually are making it through your entire sales page, and it can highlight areas where maybe people are getting stuck, or maybe technically something's off, or maybe something's confusing. For example, maybe something where people think it's a button, so they keep clicking on the button, but really it's not a button. So I use a software called Mouseflow. And what I do is I connect my sales pages on Mouseflow, and then it'll give me completion rates. So I could go over to a sales page and I could see something like, oh, okay, only people are generally only making it down 30% of this page. And what that might tell me is the page is actually too long. So I might actually cut out a section of the page because it's way too long and nobody's seeing it anyway. So I could shorten the page. I also might see that a bunch of people are getting really stuck on one section. They're clicking, and they're not getting anywhere. And so maybe I need to go look at the page and see, is there a button that's not working? Or is there something that looks like a button that people are thinking is a button and they're clicking it and it's not working? So you can see how nitty gritty this gets, but we really need to be able to analyze each and every piece of the page. Now, the final thing you want to look at is the urgency, because sometimes the urgency is too long. I actually was able to increase my conversion by taking my urgency from 7 days to 3 days, and then one time taking it from 7 days to 5 days. So typically with Evergreen, a bit of a shorter urgency period is going to be better. Now, personally, I prefer 5 to 7 days because I want people to have the opportunity to reach out and send me a message. And my program is a bit higher ticket. I'm selling a pretty high ticket program for an Evergreen funnel. So I do want people to have the opportunity to actually reach out to me. But for lower ticket things, you might want to do about 3 days. Usually a quicker deadline is going to be better. So hopefully you can see there's a lot of things that go into this. When I set this up, I had no idea about any of these things. And this is what I've essentially had to learn to be able to make an Evergreen webinar funnel work for me. Now, if you are someone, so you are a higher level coach, practitioner, or professional, or healer, or therapist, you've been in business a few years, you are generating at least $5,000 a month, and you want to set up some automation in your business. So you would like to create an automated webinar to sell your program. I invite you to apply for the Holistic CEO Mastermind. This is a brand new program I'm offering for higher level business owners in 2024. It is going to be a combination of community, group coaching, and one-on-one, something I have not offered since 2019. And it is going to be very specific for you and your needs and your goals. So maybe you don't want to set up an Evergreen funnel, no problem. We are going to help you with whatever you need help with. And you just need to, like I said, be generating at least $5,000 per month in your business consistently and have the goal of hitting high multiple six figures. Okay, so we want to be getting to at least $30,000 to $50,000 months consistently. And so this is what I'm going to be working with you inside this mastermind program. It is 6 months and I'm very excited about it. Okay, so if you are interested in applying, please go to kendraperry.net/apply. That's kendraperry.net/apply. And if you seem like you're a good fit, I will reach out to you and we can have a chat and decide if working together feels like a fit. Okay, all right, my friend. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast. I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.